WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls show a virtual tie 16 days from Election Day. ABC political director Rick Klein has the latest.
This race has not been upended, but it has narrowed. Right now, about a two-point edge in the popular vote, according to the polling average at 538. It hasn't been much more than that for a while, but there has been the slightest bit of movement toward Donald Trump. And in a close race, every tiny bit of a percentage point could matter.
Former President Trump is spending his second straight day in Pennsylvania, while Vice President Harris has an event in Georgia for the second day in a row. Authorities in Georgia are investigating why a bridge gangway collapsed on Supolo Island with about 40 people on it at the time. Authorities say at least seven died. Documents have emerged online that reportedly show classified U.S. intelligence gathering on Israel's preparations for a strike against Iran. U.S. officials are not commenting on the documents. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The candidates for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin have starkly different views on reproductive rights. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde debated Friday night. Hovde says Wisconsin and all 50 states should decide for themselves.
I think we as a state should resolve this issue with a referendum where everybody gets a right to vote. The voters get a right to vote. I get a right to vote.
Baldwin says the better way is to codify Roe v. Wade nationwide.
Your rights and freedoms should not depend on your zip code or the state in which you live.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Senator Baldwin has accused Eric Hovde of saying single parenthood leads to poverty and drug addiction. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Hovde, who was running against Tammy Baldwin, was criticized in a Baldwin ad for allegedly suggesting single motherhood leads to household poverty or drug addiction. Hovde said children, quote, born out of wedlock, unquote, face a, quote, direct path to poverty, unquote, citing studies linking single-parent households to higher drug rates. Studies support this correlation, particularly among low-income households. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers beat the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern yesterday. The Badgers had one interception and lost a fumble, and yet the defense held Northwestern to just a field goal. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, give them credit. I mean, those guys are doing a really good job. They're learning from the mistakes that have happened in the past. They're gaining poise and confidence in what they're doing, and that's what it takes. They got a turnover. They end up driving it down, and you got another red zone stop, which those are so key and critical, especially in tough-fought battles, especially on the road in this league. So give them a lot of credit. They bend a little bit. They had to recover a little bit. You know, quarterback takes off and scrambles is always one of those ones. It's a dagger, but you just got to fight yourself to give us another opportunity for another play, and they did a really good job of getting the stop there in the red zone.
The Badgers now 5-2. They won three in a row and host Penn State next week. NBA, the Bucks season opener is Wednesday in Philadelphia. Do they have the weekend off?
No, we're going to practice a lot, work a lot, keep working on execution.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and gusty southwest winds today up around 25 miles per hour, or highs reaching the mid-70s. Mostly clear near 50 in the overnight. It stays a bit on the breezy side. Monday mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s.
It's 39 at our studios.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Services and the Ad Council. Services and the Ad Council.
Of the Stars is back until high noon on the Music of the Stars and WRJN on AM and FM and the Civic Media Radio Network. Another holiday.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite songs. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
the rest of the story. This was Jeff and Pat's dream house. They knew it. They knew it the moment they laid eyes on it. It was a mansion, really. 18 rooms, charming mold-painted frame with steep gables and a cupola, a wide porch overlooking the river. There are a number of unique and charming homes in Nyack, New York, but the Stambofskys had their hearts set on this one. And yes, it was for sale. And yes, Jeff and Pat inquired immediately. The price tag was staggering. $650,000. The owner was a widow, they were told, a woman named Helen Ackley. She was asking $32,500 as a binder. Well, Jeff and Pat swallowed hard, but they came up with that cash. And it was only then that they learned the rest of the story. It was a local fellow, it was an architect in Nyack, who, after becoming acquainted with Jeff and Pat, confided the disturbing news regarding the home they'd fallen in love with and now planned to purchase. It seemed that the seller, Mrs. Ackley, did not have sole claim to the house. Oh, she owned it all right. But Mrs. Ackley was living in Orlando, Florida, while another family was living in her Nyack home. I said another family was living in the Nyack home, and those tenants were not about to move out. I wonder, let me stop here a second. Did you happen to see the movie Pacific Heights about the annoying tenant who refused to leave a young couple's dream house? If you saw that movie, you know that it's sometimes legally impossible to evict a troublemaker, sort of like possession is 9/10 of the law, that sort of thing. And faced with just such a dilemma, Jeff and Pat contacted the owner and asked for their money back. They were no longer interested in buying the house, certainly not with another family living in it. Would Mrs. Ackley please return their $32,500 binder? But the answer was no. And thus, 2 years ago, began a court case, which has just now been legally resolved. The appellate division of the New York State Supreme Court has decreed that the Stambofskys may now sue Mrs. Ackley for the return of their earnest money. But the most intriguing and potentially significant aspect of the case is a majority opinion upon which that ruling was based. There never has been such a pronouncement by any judge in any American court ever. So the New York State Supreme Court may have opened a legal Pandora's box when it acknowledged the occupancy of a house, which might to you or me appear utterly vacant. That's right. In this case, Stambofsky versus Ackley, it's another kind of possession which has been declared 9/10 of the law. For you see, when the legal owner of that charming house in Nyack accepted $32,500 as a down payment, she neglected to inform the prospective purchasers of what the New York State Supreme Court has now decreed, that the house is otherwise occupied by ghosts. And this, according to Justice Israel Rubin, quote, is fact as a matter of law. The house is haunted, end quote. And that the tenants who refuse even still to vacate the Stambofskys' dream house first took up residence there more than 200 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.
Thinking while I was dreaming that all this meant something. That there was some other meaning in it that I ought to find out.
We'll find out.
I can't make out just what sort of a place it was. It seemed to be a gambling house. But there weren't any walls, just a lot of curtains with eyes painted on them. man was walking around with a large pair of scissors cutting all the drapes in half. And then a girl came in with hardly anything on and started walking around the gambling room kissing everybody. She came to my table first.
Did you recognize this kissing bug?
I'm afraid she looked a little like Constance.
This is plain, ordinary, wishful dreaming. Go on.
I was sitting there playing cards with a man who had a beard.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Hey, your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air here on WRJN and now on the Civic Media Network. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses. To sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, call us during business hours. 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. Next week, our Halloween show. Like this, isn't it? Fred Waring, The Pennsylvanians, Spellbound. Thank you. Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians with Evelyn Tyner at the keyboard.
It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that our high-born kinsman came and bore her up. It was many and many a year ago, in the kingdom by the sea, and the maiden
It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. She was a child and I was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee.
That was Buddy Morrow. This is James Mason.
"Listen to me," said the demon, as he placed his hand upon my head. "The region of which I speak is a dreary region in Libya, by the borders of the river Zaire, and there is no quiet there, nor silence. The waters of the river have a saffron and sickly hue, and they flow not onward to the sea, but palpitate forever and forever beneath the red eye of the sun with a tumultuous and convulsive motion. For many miles on either side of the river's oozy bed is a pale desert of gigantic water lilies. They sigh one unto the other in that solitude, and stretch towards the heaven their long and ghastly necks, and nod to and fro their everlasting heads. And there is an indistinct murmur which cometh out from among them, like the rushing of subterranean water, and they sigh one unto the other. But there is a boundary to their realm, the boundary of the dark, horrible, lofty forest. There, like the waves about the Hebrides, the low underwood is agitated continually, but there is no wind throughout the heavens. And the tall, primeval trees rock eternally hither and thither with a crashing and mighty sound. And from their high summits, one by one, drop everlasting dews. And at the roots, strange, poisonous flowers lie writhing in perturbed slumber. And overhead, with a rustling and loud noise, the gray clouds rush westwardly forever until they roll, a cataract, over the fiery wall of the horizon. But there is no wind throughout the heaven. And by the shores of the River Zaire, there is neither quiet nor silence. It was night and the rain fell. And falling, it was rain, but having fallen, it was blood. And I stood in the morass among the tall lilies, and the rain fell upon my head, and the lilies sighed one unto the other in the solemnity of their desolation. And all at once, the moon arose through the dim and ghastly mist and was crimson in color. And mine eyes fell upon a huge gray rock which stood by the shore of the river and was lighted by the light of the moon. And the rock was gray and ghastly and tall, and the rock was gray. Upon its front were characters engraven in the stone. And I walked through the morass of the water lilies until I came close unto the shore, that I might read the characters upon the stone. But I could not decipher them. And I was going back into the morass when the moon shone with a fuller red. And I turned and looked again upon the rock and upon the characters. And the characters were Desolation.
Alone. Alone with a sky of romance above. That was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Wherever you are you? Are you alone? And when you come, I promise to be your very own. Alone. Till we are together, we two alone.
Alan Jones, here's his son, Jack.
Visit a nearby tower, and climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered. Standing in the lurch at a church where people say, my God, that's tough. She stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home. As I did on my own, alone again. Naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Looking back over the years, and what whatever else appears. I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken, and when she passed away, I cried and cried all day alone again.
Jack Jones, recording again. Andy Williams, the music of the stars. Stay tuned.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow, but I the sorrow.
How can you make a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world
Robin Gitt wrote that. Andy Williams. Looking for a good Halloween movie, may I suggest Edward G. Robinson, that's right, in The Red House, 1947. It's a story of... But then if I told you... Here's music by Miklas Raja from The Red House.
Dense forest once covered all of Piney Ridge, but no longer is the region a mystery. Modern highways have penetrated the darkness and brought in the light. Not so in Oxhead Woods, further south. Step into it off the abandoned road that hugs its length, and it's like passing through a wall and closing the door behind you. Obsolete trails wander vaguely, crisscross or break at right angles for no reason. Only one leads to the Morgan farm. Pete Morgan's farm has the allure of a walled castle that everybody knows about, but few have entered. Its only access to the outside world is a country road that passes by. Some miles north connects with a highway near the Renton farm. Joe Renton, like the other farmers hereabouts, is up and coming. Raises good apples. Fine soil everywhere in the valley. The young people for miles around come to the high school. The boys graduate a little older than those in the city. That's because they take time out for planting and helping with the harvest. They're a healthy lot. And girls don't come prettier anyplace.
It's kind of late, so I thought I'd take a shortcut through Oxhead Woods.
You know your way through those woods?
No, but the wind's cleared the sky.
Well, I'd take the long way around if I were you. I've owned the Oxhead Woods for years, and I'm as brave as the next man, but I wouldn't cross through those woods at night.
Woods haven't scared me since I was a kid. Day or night.
Look, Mr. Morgan,
take a long way around.
But I'll save 2 miles by cutting through the woods.
Yes, but you won't save yourself from the screams in the night that'll lodge in your bones all your life.
Screams from where?
From the Red House.
What about that Red House?
I remember hearing him talk about it a long time ago. But I've never heard him mention it since. He's just warned me to stay out of those woods since I was little.
Do you know anything about those screams?
I don't know, Nate, and I'd be afraid to find out.
I've never laid hands on you in my life. But I'll take the word to you if you do.
Look, Mr. Morgan, if you can't keep your own hired hand out of these woods, maybe I should use more than a club to scare him away with.
Pete.
Why should I quarrel with a boy?
Because you wanted her all to yourself.
We were happy here until that boy came. Meg loved me, trusted me. Did everything I asked.
For Halloween, The Red House.
Michael Rainey was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught. Outer space. space, and this is how the message ran.
TV Nicks, the distinctive voice of Fleetwood Mac. Her style is unforgettable. Her lyrics, unintelligible. Stevie's back with all your favorite hits on one big album. It's Stevie Nicks. What the hell is she saying? Classics are here. You'll get me, Henry, and the incomparable. Digitally remumbled for stereo inaudibility. This is Stevie Nicks at her most nebulous. Stevie Nicks, what the hell is she saying? Available now on Incoherent Records and Tapes.
There's a spot I know, a place they call Samoa by the sea. Talking there's not the mode. They pull over in a code. They command each other, understand each other perfectly. If you're feeling fancy free, you don't give them repartee. Wing a tropical maiden doesn't need topical talk. You maneuver, and if you approve her, you can win her love in a war. Zulu man is feeling blue. Hear his heartbeat, a little tattoo. Digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo. You love me and I love you. The idea's old, but the method is new. Digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga to your mates, you're gonna lose a papa. So if you wanna be in style, way down on that tropical isle, say digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo.
I'll elucidate on what goes on outside when it gets late.
Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees, they get together for their nightly jamboree.
There's things with horns and saucer eyes.
Some with fangs about this size.
Some are fat and some are thin.
And some don't even wear their skin.
Oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night. When spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
That's why he's fine on Halloween night.
But when he goes a jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and they hit road for far unknown.
Beware, take care, he rides alone.
And there's no spook like Spookitsburg.
They don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
He'll show them that he can get ahead.
They say he's tired of his flaming top. He's got a yen to make a swap.
So he rides one night each year to find a head in the hollow here.
Now he likes them little, he likes them big.
Or in the middle or awake.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip and a clippity-clap. He's out looking for a chop-chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man. Now if you doubt this tale is so, I met that spook just a year ago. Now I didn't stop for a second look, but made for the bridge that spans the brook. But once you cross that bridge, my friend,
the ghost is through, his power ends.
So when you're riding home tonight, make for the bridge with all your might. He'll be down in the hollow there. He needs your head, look out, beware.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to swap. So don't try to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Music of the Stars, Walt Music Disney. Stars, Walt Disney. Walt Disney. Remember that legend? It's an old one. Hey, they made it fun. Well, wait a minute. It's fun anyway. That was 1949. When Disney was. And the lovely Katrina Van Tassel, the music of the stars.
You won't forget Katrina, but nobody yet has ever upset Katrina. That cute, coquette Katrina. You can do more with Margaret or Helena or Angelina. But Katrina will kiss and run. To her, a romance is fun, with always another one to start. And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina, you just lost your heart.
You can do more with Margaret or Helena or Anne or
But Katrina will kiss and run. To her a romance is fun,
with always another one to start. And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina,
Margaret or Helena or Anne or Angelina.
But Katrina will kiss and run.
To her a romance is fun, with always another one to start.
And yet when you've met that little coquette Katrina,
you've lost your heart.
Yes, you've lost.
Well, we're going to be off the air on WRJN, except for the Packers pregame. And that happens, right after 10 o'clock Central, which is imminent. So in order to keep listening to the music of the stars, may I suggest you click into one of our other Civic Media Radio Network stations.
Who's there? Who's there? Up on that stair. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Goals is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. Oh, 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 he's feeling great, and he can't be late because he's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone because Mr. Ghost is going to town.
We're still on the Civic Media Radio Network around Wisconsin and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Have you got an Alexa there? Would you tell the young lady, click into Civic Media and or WAUK 540 right after 10 o'clock? Louis Prima. Big deals all over the place here. WRJN's Big Deal Store, full of great savings and all kinds local food, merchandise, services. You'll log into WRJN.com. Take a look. All your chances to save at least 30%. You can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28. $20 certificate for only $14. Click on those big deals tabs at WRJN.com and listen in for our big deal of the day twice a week. And you save on all kinds of food, services, and merch. WRJN's Big Deal Store. Hey, Louis Prima, his son is still performing. I caught him. Festa Italiana, Milwaukee. He's as good as dad, and I don't mind saying that. So, yes, we're going to be off WRJN briefly, but the Packers will be on.
Why must you always keep me in suspense? Or can't you see, can't you see what it does to me, just the moment I think you are mine, that's the moment I get the well-known sign, out of line, you always keep me on the fence. You build me up, and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
You are about to experience one of the most terrifying half hours in your entire life. Three Skeleton Key, starring Vincent Price. Oh, yes, I realize superlatives tend to lose their significance by overuse. How many times have you been promised that a story would be the funniest, or the most dramatic, or the most exciting, only to find that it failed to live up to its advertising? The story you are about to hear is an exception. It is unconditionally guaranteed to chill your blood, unless you happen to love rats. We begin now with Mr. Vincent Price in Three Skeleton Key, a play well calculated to keep you in suspense.
WRJN will be off till next Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock. The music of the stars.
You always keep me on the fence. You build me up, and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go. But what's the sense? I just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
The music of the stars continues on the Civic Media Network.
Including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, Sir Frederick Gass, Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath, and our special guest, Boris Karloff. Tonight we're broadcasting transcribed from Boston, Massachusetts. And here with a salute to the beautiful Charles River are Spike and the City Slickers with Charlie My Boy.
Continue on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now stand by for Green Bay Packers pregame. WRJN on AM and FM. Rick Johnson on Saturdays. Not to be missed. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, our goal is to inform and entertain. Radio entertains, believe it.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.